going to bring it on in a minute here.
Blog Talk Radio.
How are we doing today? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio here with your host, Jim Ventura, for Snake Oil Radio. Thanks for joining me today. Whether you're catching the show live or in archive, again, welcome to all my guests. You can also, if you're catching the show live, you can join us in the chat room as well. At about a half hour in, I will take some live calls so you can talk to my guest. And that is the great news for the day. I have a guest speaker today, a very interesting creator named Jen Dillon. And I've actually known Jen for a number of years, and I'm not going to take the time to explain her to you. I'll allow her to do that and tell you kind of some of the work she does, and she'll give you some access to some of the things that she creates. So again, thanks for joining me for our live show, and welcome Jen to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's a pleasure. I'm glad you're joining.
Definitely a pleasure to be here.
Good. So let's start off by giving people kind of a little bit of an explanation of what you do, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Sure. So I have a little over a 20-year background in natural health, beauty, and wellness, and I started as a product formulator, and I actually developed a line working with 100% natural ingredients. I developed my own beauty line in 2006 is when I started formulating, and then launched that line in Canada in 2008. And that line is called Earth Lab Cosmetics, and it's still around today. But I took a huge interest back in the early 2000s in natural ingredients and what was in my products. And I was very conscious about what I was using. And I had learned a lot of information about certain chemicals and things that we're eating through our food and absorbing through our bodies. And it just kind of hit me back then that I wanted to live this healthy lifestyle. And as a formulator, I wanted to put out products that I could stand behind. And my career has been all about developing, creating, and sharing with the world these great, beautiful products that we can use, and staying away from toxic chemicals and products that maybe are not such a good idea and then could eventually harm us and our health.
Right, right. Yeah, I've actually, a couple of years back, I had the pleasure of using a few of Jen's products, and they are excellent. So I can attest to that. You know, one of the things I always like to ask my guests is, you know, if you think back, what was the trigger that, because I think a lot of times when people listen to interview shows, they're curious about where people's roots are, meaning, you know, what was the spur that you can remember that really got you interested or kind of hyped up even at a young age at looking at, you know, natural products and becoming aware of that?
Couple of things. I have never been able to take antibiotics. I react poorly to any type of pharmacia.
Right.
So I had to learn in my 20s after, you know, they tried to put me on penicillin, had a horrible reaction, ampicillin, horrible reaction. And then in my later 20s, I started realizing, I don't need to take Advil for cramping. I can take red raspberry tea.
Right.
I'm having heavy bleeding issues. I don't need to worry about taking drugs or deal with that. You know, I can take a tincture like Shepherd's Purse. And so a lot of my background is self-taught through not being able to go Western medicine route because I just couldn't. My body would reject everything. And to this day, I do everything naturally, from my diet to herbs, herbal teas, to supplements, And then in early 2000s, I started taking online classes and I started learning to formulate beauty products, supplements, all using natural ingredients.
Right. Yeah. You know, the reason I kind of asked that question, I do this a lot with clients, cause, you know, and my guests and when I talk to people, because I think for a lot of people, they've got these nudges and inclinations and pulls toward things that they would like to do, whether it is, you know, creating natural products or doing readings or, you know, getting into different forms of healing or metaphysics. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's always interesting to hear where those triggers came from, because again, I think for a lot of people, it can be kind of an issue to act on it. You know, now, thankfully, in 2003, you know, a lot more of this type of stuff is accepted, if not even somewhat becoming more the norm to have use more natural products and to have more of a spiritual, intuitive kind of wiring. But, you know, if you're anywhere in the ballpark of my age, and you don't have to tell us your age, of course, I'm 58. When you go back to when I was, you know, 18, 19, you know, 17, and I began to kind of study all different types of healing and metaphysics and things of that nature, you know, I mean, even getting a book, you would have to kind of like go to the occult section. It was really pushing up against the stream. Again, now, thankfully, it's become a lot more, commonplace and somewhat accepted, even though, again, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in more depth, there's still a lot of resistance from, obviously, one being the pharmaceutical world when it comes to healing and natural products, because it's competition in the first place, in the purest sense of the word. And I think they've worked very, very diligently to convince anyone that goes outside these norms for healing that you're, you know, getting involved in snake oil and craziness in the first place.
Well, I love your program, because you just hit it on the head. I mean, you know, for me, you know, the FDA is a regulatory agency only for those that profit.
Yeah.
And I truly mean that, you know, and the CDC, we're kind of finding the same thing. And then, you know, when you want to launch a cosmetics line or a supplement line, then you've got both of those agencies that you know, if you're going to make a claim, then you have to have their compliance and you have to pay regulatory fees. And it is just a racket. This is just where we are. So along those lines, the last year and a half, I really was doing a lot of meditating, because I do have this background of health, wellness, and natural beauty. And during the whole COVID downs and everything we all went through, I was really doing a lot of meditating. And with my background, I had come up with kind of an idea of how we could maybe help naturally with the symptoms of COVID. And that led me to having what I would call a dream proving. And this took me down the road of homeopathy, which I've practiced in my own home with my children for many years. And this has just recently been what I feel is now my life's work and the path that I'm on. We've come up with a protocol. I've partnered with a pharmacist in my local town, and we are running a case study that is just showing some fantastic results for people that are still struggling with long COVID symptoms. So this is my latest work now. And I'm really proud of this work, and I'm really proud to share it as well.
Let's talk a little more about that, because I think that, I try to remember to look at things in the larger picture. And what I mean by that is I was obviously similar to you, is very, very frustrated in the early stages of COVID about what went on and what was being done. It was really a horrible time to me, not just in terms of illness, but the only way routine you know, lockdowns and one has to take a vaccine and all these other things that were going on, I had a lot of discomfort with. I think when I go back to the idea of talking about the larger picture, I think because there was so much questionable stuff within that arena of what you quote-unquote had to do to be a good person, as bad as it was, and it was bad, I think that it's starting to open a lot more people's eyes to
I would definitely agree.
One way or the highway, right? You know what I mean? No way or the highway. I don't know where I'm getting that phrase from. I think I'm getting it off, but I think you understand my intention. I think that that's the good news that sort of came out of it. Really, a lot of people have begun to question a lot of this stuff. Like you, I was doing it early, very, very early, and I had, I mean, I lost friends over it because of my take and perspective. I'm sure you probably went through a similar, any of our listeners
have. I was living in Canada up until 2019, and let me tell you, yes, I've had friends call me crazy because I would not, you know, first of all, let me go back. I stopped vaccinating with my two older twins. They're 28 years old now, and I stopped vaccinating after then. I have two younger children, 13 and 14 girls, and neither of them have ever received a vaccine because I went down this natural path way before COVID, and I did my own research, and for me, it just felt right. However, you know, I feel everybody's DNA is different. Everybody's makeup is different. What one can tolerate, what another can't or cannot tolerate is different, all unique beings. So with that being said, I understand everybody wanting to make a choice, and everybody should have a choice. And that's where, you know, I feel like we need to start having open conversations, because whether you're pro-vaccine or not, really, in the scheme of things, everybody's got to take their own health into their own hands. That's how, you know, I believe our Creator wants us to be. Make our own decisions, take our, you know, take what we learn and what we feel resonates with us and works for us. And so when I went through this whole journey with COVID during that period, I had to really understand that a lot of people were living in fear because I wasn't. I always felt like, well, I know what I'm going to do if I get sick, you know, what I always do.
Right. Right.
You know, and, you know, I'm not going to be taking a shot because I never take a shot. And, you know, but I mean, somebody else, you know, if that's what's worked for them, I by no means, you know, would tell them to do anything different if that's what resonates with them and what works for them. In hindsight, though, I think a lot of people are understanding now that these shots were a bit different than previous vaccines that we have as a society taken. And I think people are now having the understanding that maybe, you know, this was rushed and we didn't have enough information. Enough information wasn't given on the safety. And so we are seeing not only people continuing to have COVID symptoms that didn't take shots, but we are seeing that our loved ones and friends that did decide to take some shots are also having some issues. And I believe that that's why spiritually this work was given to me, because I don't claim this work to be my own. I had the knowledge to put this protocol together, but it is definitely from a higher power that this work is coming through me. I'm just a vessel, and we're seeing some amazing things that, hopefully we'll have a chance to get into.
Yeah, let's before we go further with that, can you give our listeners, you know, a link or a directional arrow to that information if they're interested?
Sure, I sure can. We have a site that we have set up, and I say we collectively. I've got a few MDs and a licensed PharmD. He can prescribe and consult, who are helping me run this case study on what I refer to as the homeopathic detox protocol. And if for those that are not familiar with homeopathy, it's really been practiced for centuries. It's the concept of like treating like. These are little sucrose pellets, and the frequencies are put into the pellets, and there are literally no known side effects or drug interactions with this type of homeopathy. So you don't need to worry about it interacting with anything. You don't need to worry about any reaction. It literally will work or do nothing. And we've been seeing about a 90% positive result in the case studies that we've been running so far. So with that being said, just giving a little background on it, I'm going to go ahead and type in our funding site, because this case study is not a product for sale. It's a case study run completely on donations, and you can go to the site. You can apply to enroll if you want to get on this, becoming a sponsor if you're a medical or alternative medical professional that's open to integrative therapies, or you can just share. You can share this and help get the word out that there is something that is possibly going to help people if they're not finding the help with Western medicine. And I'll go
right
ahead and type in the website. It's gogetfunding.com. And then you have to put /, very important, / case study. And then there needs to be a / on the end. And I've just put that in on the blog there.
Cool.
So that people can see the link. Yeah.
Yeah. gogetfunding.com//case-study, end with /. I'll repeat that for anyone. And so I've recommended that for a few people. So thank you for mentioning that. Because, yeah, you know, I'm in agreement with you. I had similar dynamic issues with Western medicine at a pretty young age with discomfort with it. And let me point out, I'm not anti-pharmaceutical or anti-Western medicine at all. I think, one, I'm a proponent for choice, obviously, and I think there's some areas where those things are beneficial. So, and I want to make sure people understand that. That's not what this is about. But for me, in a similar way as you, I had some very adverse reactions early on to antibiotics. And I remember I had such bad allergies when I was a kid, you know, and I would take things like Benadryl and stuff like that. And what I noticed when I took those products is, like, it would dry me out, like almost where I felt like my body was like the Sahara Desert, where I was so dry.
Oh, yeah.
And dehydrated. You know what I mean? And it also felt like I was like stoned when I was on it, almost in a way, and like not in a fun way, I might add. You know,
right,
that type of stone rush, something was off. So, like, I was forced in a way, too, to kind of look at natural products to work with healing. You know, thankfully, I found acupuncture and herbal remedies and various other things, too. And one thing I always love to point out, you know, when I moved to Phoenix from New York back in, like, 1990, there were quite a few herbal shops and places in Phoenix, and I know a lot of those got knocked out, where they lost for different reasons. They did not survive. It's much harder to find those now, you know. And I think part of that is that people ordering things online and stuff like that as well. But honestly, not getting too heavily conspiracy theorist, I think that they were knocked
yeah
out, you know. Where I mean,
no,
I'm
not gonna. You know, you're probably onto something there, Jim. You know, We've seen a lot of things happen in the past 3 years, so
oh, God.
hang in there. Like, probably going to see some more.
Yeah, like, and hyperdrive stuff that I had seen for a very, very, you know, long time. You know, even a couple 4 or 5 months back, I had issues, really bad issues with my sciatic. And, you know, me being me, I'm, like, looking at what that means spiritually, energetically, and emotionally, what's going on. I'm looking at yoga posture moves and trigger points and potential herbal remedies for that and other things. And I can say with complete sincerity, like 95% of the time when I've done things like acupuncture, you know, trigger point therapy, you know, herbal remedies and stuff, I would say my success rate in healing something is like 95%, you know, and
I would not be surprised, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I mean. I'm always laughing because people think I'm nuts. Again, my joke about calling the column and my thing snake oil, none of that is accidental, you know, but I
right.
just think that I'm in a testament to that, you know, and I laugh because sometimes people call me kooky. And, you know, I say this very arrogantly and humorously, you know, I'm close to 60 years old. I'm pretty buff, healthy, and attractive. So I must be doing something right, as are you, Jen. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I mean, I always think my joke is like someone going to the really overweight, not in good shape, unhealthy doctor for advice. You know?
You know, and you got to look at who the top of the health experts are on the government level, and you got to shake your head, Jim, because, you know, don't look like they're in good health. And, you know, we really need to take charge of our own health. I can't say that enough to people. You know, just take charge of your own health. It's so important. And I think that's a lesson a lot of people are learning in these past 3 years. I really do. I'm really excited, though, that there are these alternative therapies. And I, like you, I'm not against Western medicine. Western medicine actually saved my life several years back. I had an acute emergency issue. And if it wasn't for Western medicine, I wouldn't be here. So
yeah.
I have lots of friends that are RNs, and I have friends that are doctors, and, you know, we can all work together. What we really need is balance. We need a new balanced system. And I'm really, really inspired by what I'm seeing. With bad, there's always good, and good with bad. And here we are. I am talking to medical professionals every day that want to learn a more integrative approach. So I just see the future of Western medicine changing into something more balanced. And I'm really excited to see that and be a part of that.
I completely concur, because like I said, I noticed this all similar as you. It was a long, long time ago. And the same, I had an almost bursting appendix when I was 17 years old. So I had surgery and I had my appendix removed. And, you know, I've had to compensate for that a little in my life. And I found ways to. But again, thank God that solution was there at the time. So, again, same as you, I just really want to reiterate that point. I've got a lot of clients and friends that are nurses and even doctors. And so, you know, it's not that I'm trying to smash out. I think, again, the issue is most people are blind to that there are alternatives at all.
And then homeopathy, which is what this protocol is at a whole different level. You know, a lot of people will go into a health store and, you know, they'll buy certain supplements and they'll buy herbs and herbal tea and you know, they're used to all of that. But homeopathy in the Western world is really still foreign in a lot of ways, which is interesting to me because it's been practiced in Eastern parts of the world for centuries, literally. And it works. Homeopathy works. So I do feel like the timing for this is right, though. There has been a lot of interest. We have over 100 case studies right now. And if you go to the gogetfunding.com/case study site that I put in the link there, you can watch a video reel, and we have some of our case studies in the video talking about what the protocol did for them and sharing their experiences, which is wonderful. And we have more and more people every day that are giving us positive feedback. And there's been some wonderful things, some really amazing things that have happened with this case study. So I'm really encouraged by what I'm seeing. I feel are really going to benefit, and that this protocol will get to those that want it and need it. That's how I feel about it.
I was glad to see it come up. I've shared it with a few of my clients and on Facebook for that reason. Because, I go, you know, when staying on the COVID topic for a minute here, you know, I remember you know, when the vaccine had first come out, you know, I've got a fairly large family and I'm kind of on like a family thread, and all my siblings are talking about which vaccine they're taking and, you know, kind of excitedly about it. And I got to tell you, like, I was watching that and just cringing. And like, just, again, it's great for them. I have one brother who has, you know, he's taken every vaccine and he keeps getting boosted. One of my brothers in L.A. And I got to tell you, every time he goes in for a booster, he will let me know that he got boosted again and he's been really, really sick. And he gets sicker every time he does a booster. And I just, like I said, my head spins. I love my brother, but I mean, I just feel like he's not kind of grabbing the message here, you know?
Can we send him a protocol, Jim? Because that's the thing. I think after the third or fourth booster, you're really, really, really going to have a hard time keeping your immune system going. There's some data coming out on this, actually. It's not just me saying it. We've got professional cardiologists, epidemiologists. There's many doctors that are really ringing the alarm on stop taking the shots. So I'm hoping people are hearing that and doing their own research to find out for themselves.
Yeah. Well, in my family, I'm going to continue on that point. I want to, since some people jumping in out of the chat room, in about 5 minutes, I'm going to be open to taking some live calls. If you have some questions for Jen or you want to comment, the call-in number here is 646-200-3966. Again, this would be a question for Jen about the work she's doing. If you would like to call in, you can. Again, that number is 646-200-3966. Okay, so we'll be open to taking live calls. Just give us about 5 or 10 more minutes. But getting back to the point I had made, again, about my brother, you know, in a similar vein, I have an older sister who is beginning to develop onset adult dementia and even a form of psychosis. She's only 16 mm-hmm. years old. And, you know, my brother and my sister is a nurse. And, you know, I know there are products and things that could have helped her or will. But unfortunately, I'm not in any real position to impact them. They're so mm-hmm. Western medicine or no other way. So unfortunately, that's kind of where that is. I always kind of hope that my brother and you know, other people eventually wake up and smell the coffee for their own reasons. But, you know, it's a weird line.
Well, I was just going to jump in. Yeah, I was just going to jump in on the Alzheimer's thing. Did you hear me? Did I cut out there? Sorry about that.
No.
Everybody needs to be taking a binder. That's so important right now because you're getting heavy metals, you're getting aluminum, we're breathing it in the air, we're getting it in our food, we're getting it in our water, might possibly be getting graphene oxide and vaccinations and other things. So everybody needs to be taking a binder and they should look into that. I don't specifically make one or sell one. I just know that they work, and I've referred a lot of people to like Z-Binder or Zeolite, charcoal, volcanic ash. Look into things like that. The important thing when you're taking a binder is you need to make sure you're drinking a lot of water because they will dehydrate you. But these are really important for everyone to be taking a binder, especially in these times and what we're exposed to. And that is, I've had so many people tell me, oh, Jen, thanks for telling me about taking a binder. Now I don't feel like I have brain fog anymore. And wow, I feel like, you know, I don't forget where my keys are constantly and I can think like I used to. So, you know, really research taking a binder like a Zeo binder, Zeolite. I'm just throwing those out there. Those are ones that I know are good, but you can do your own research on that. And everybody should be drinking in ounces, half their body weight minimum every day. So I just wanted to jump in and throw that out there, Jim.
I think that's great information to share. You know, I would heavily agree. That is always something that concerns me. I think there's so many unnatural products in everything we eat and do. And I joke about it, but I'm not really joking. When I go food shopping, you know, my cart is, I always have what I jokingly call one or two bad things, you know, stuff mm-hmm. that isn't really healthiest thing in the world. But I have to laugh because, honestly, my cart is usually vegetables and fruit and cheese and eggs and, you know, it's mostly, you know.
Real food?
Right, it's actual food. Right? I mean, and that's it. So I always joke because when I look at other people's carts sometimes, I don't want to be judgmental, but, I mean, it horrifies me when I see what people just so readily put into the body. And, you know, even with the stuff that I'm doing, right, I'm trying to be as healthy as reasonably possible. I know, you know, you can't escape the antibiotics pumped into meat and all these other things that are done. Again, I try to get free range when I can and things of that nature to kind of minimize that. But I think the information you gave about the binder is really healthy. I know even in a more obscure way, I remember researching this probably about 25 years ago. It's, a little bit more of a weirder thing too, but something to also do as well or to consider. But oddly, flower essences and even gem elixir, I've read and worked with a bit, and they often help release some of the miasms in the body that they can help.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up miasms.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I was going to bring up miasms.
Yeah, you know, so synchronistic. But so we can get into that. But, yeah, I know every, you know, maybe once a year I take one or two different flower essences or gem elixir, and I purposely do that because I know how much collected crap has gotten into my system, you know, and I just, again, I try to tell this to people, and they think it's such a kooky thing, and it is, but man, miasms. So let's get your take on miasms.
Well, so everybody, in homeopathy, everybody has a miasm too. And, you know, your miasm is your makeup, your energy, you know?
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they tend to hold on to things. And then you've got the person that, you know, they forget that they were mad 5 minutes ago. So generally,
right,
the person that forgets they were mad 5 minutes ago can take the homeopathy protocol and get immediate results. Whereas the person that is thinking about what grandma did last year or mom did last year and still stewing about it is probably going to have to take the detox protocol two or three times. They'll notice relief once they take it the first time, but they won't get the full relief because their miasm, their makeup is to hang on to things, that energy.
Right.
So we are energy. We are frequency. So we are going to respond differently.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great explanation. I every once in a while, I even recently had a client that kind of got mad at me in a session because she had perceived herself getting ripped off by someone, and it was debatable whether she did. I won't get into the detail of it. It's more personal. But, you know, she had felt that way, and it had cost her $10,000. You know, and, you know, it was originally going to cost her $30,000, so she stopped making the payments on this person she had hired, so she saved $20,000. But talking to her, she just was not going to let go the anger of feeling like she had been ripped off. And what I had said to her was, I said, listen, you have to experience anger and hurt when you go through it, but your key is not to dwell on it for two reasons. One, because to me, you end up, there's going to be solutions to that that may be out in left field that you're not even can see if you're able to let it go. At least, again, you don't have to forgive the person or go skipping into the sunset with anyone that abused you, but you're blocking that off because you have all this anger about it and you can't let that go. That's one part of it. And two, again, even more importantly, if you stay on that anger and victimization and frustration for too long, you're going to physically make yourself sick.
Yes,
literally.
Because she is, or he, whoever is holding on, whether it be anger or fear, is manifesting that. And that is going to take a toll on the body. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's kind of built into the cake. And it's funny because, again, I had kind of told it to her, and I had told her that, or they. Well, I want to be modern right now. I'm kidding.
Right?
It's a,
you're getting a whole different topic here. No.
It was a very and she kind of was like, you know, well, what would you do? And I said, listen, I'm not someone who's not experienced being ripped off or have gone through abuse in my younger years. Most of us have. I said, but I'm kind of walking you through this. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Are you going to go to the person lives in Texas anyway, not even in Arizona, that had done this. What are you going to do? You're going to go and to Texas and bomb their house? You know, you're going to go for a lawsuit. I'm like, listen, we want to go for a lawsuit to try to recover your money. You get a lawyer, and then you let the lawyer handle it, even though I don't think you're going to get anything back. But, again, it's something that I see. I've done it myself. I've gotten stuck on something. And I know, and I'm sure you'll agree with this completely, I know that every time I've had any type of illness, and I've had, you know, a number throughout my life. I had kidney stones. I had diverticulitis a couple years back. Again, I had issues with sciatica. I even had walking pneumonia, even just 3 or 4 months ago. Honestly, I always find that changes to my health and diet and are definitely going to shift whatever is going on and potentially heal it. But the other thing is getting to the core of what the energy pattern is behind that, what it is I'm holding on to, what it is that I'm stuck on in that way. And that's what I'm always trying to tell people. When you use natural medicine, not only does it heal the body because it's more in harmony with the body understands what it's being given. It's not a chemical derivative, you know, but not only does that heal it, but you should have an awareness of what you need to shift and change internally at the same time. In other words, they end up walking hand in hand.
Right.
But again, I don't think we're taught that in this culture at all. And I'm just always geared that way. Every time I have anything going on, I'm looking at what I need to take or do in a holistic way that can heal it. But I want to know what that illness or difficulty represents. I absolutely want to know so I can work on it at that level. And again, going back to the COVID thing, when that had come along, you know, when we talk about the Delta variant and all that other jazz that was going on at the time, which was a particularly difficult one, and people had lung issues from it, theoretically, I'm sure some of them did. You know, my point was lung issues have to do energetically and spiritually with unresolved longstanding grief that's never been dealt with. So how many people are walking around the planet with unresolved, longstanding grief, do you think?
A lot.
Simplified statement.
Although, you know, a lot of people, and I don't know your take on this, we haven't really discussed it, but, you know, a lot of people believe COVID's a virus, and I don't. So I have a completely different perspective.
And what do you think that is?
Yeah, well, I believe people are going to hold on. I believe it to be a poisoning. Truly, I believe that
right.
COVID is a poisoning, and it needs to be treated as such. And I believe if you're not somebody that holds on to things like fear and anger, then you're going to get over the poison quicker than the next person. That's why the frequency in homeopathy, I believe, is so effective. And the interesting thing is we've been collecting data from these case studies. So we have data where people that have taken certain shots have certain symptoms from certain shots. And then people that haven't taken shots have certain symptoms that correlate. So we're collecting this data, which is really interesting to look at, and hopefully one of these days, hopefully this work can even get published. We'll see where it goes. But, yeah, I definitely believe that COVID is a poisoning. So that's
I would have a tough time arguing that, honestly. You know, again, not even, like I said, getting caught up in quote-unquote conspiracy road, or another version for that is, you know, conspiracy road is, in some cases, waking up and smelling the coffee, meaning, you know, some of the conspiracy is nonsense, you know what I mean? That I, not around COVID necessarily, but and just in general, I see some stuff that's really just downright stupid. But the, which to me, the problem is that takes away from the legitimate stuff that people need to be aware of in that sense that are not conspiracy, again, that are pointed out in that way. So again, to me, you know, even now they're discussing the idea that this virus probably did come from a lab, you know.
We could call it poison or a bioweapon, whatever you want to call it. I believe that it is what it is, and I don't believe, you know, I mean, just follow the information, just research, you know, you're going to come to your own conclusion. I mean, we've been hearing conspiracy theory for decades, and I think people really just need to find out for themselves if they want to know. You have to dig, you have to do the research, and or don't know.
Just, yeah,
that's where we're at in society. I mean,
yeah, people really take things very, very blindly in that way. And I think, you know, I saw a lot of that when it was going on. And again, I also just follow my intuition and my instinct in that sense. And I, you know, I was reasonably practical about it during the, you know, the COVID and the lockdown and all the other things too. But I mean, I just smelled crapola, my New York comic early on. I just smelled stuff that to me was really, I mean, even, I mean, people were wiping the mail down at one point.
Well, here's the thing. Anybody that has a spiritual background, yourself included, you know, as soon as there's a big push for fear, that's generally when I'm like, okay, what's up? You know, because the fear thing just doesn't work with me. I'm, you know, resonating at a different frequency. I don't run on fear. So to me, when there was just one push after another and all the fear around it, that was a dead giveaway to me that something was just off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at so many levels. I think we had talked about this maybe a year or two back. You know, after the vaccine was released again for COVID, you know, when I was getting bombarded, you know, from people about, oh, you're not taking this and, you know, you're going to hurt grandma and all the other nonsense that I was hearing about me suddenly being a bad person for some reason for this. I just, as a practical math guy, I looked, you know, maybe a year into when the vaccine had come out to what the statistics were in each country, how many, you know, people were vaccinated in each country, for instance. So pretty, you know, the United States had maybe a 65% COVID vaccine rate among its residents. Peru, I think, had like an 80% vaccination rate. I was looking at these different places accordingly. And, you know, the U.S., as an example, with approximately a 65% vaccination rate, supposedly it was 2,000 deaths from COVID per million people at that point along the way. Peru had 4,000 deaths per million people with an 80 from COVID from a, mm-hmm. you know, 4,000 deaths per million people from an 80% vaccinated country. And then I looked up a country like Congo and Haiti that had less than a 1% vaccination rate and 23 deaths per million people.
Right.
If you could just wrap that around.
Yep. The math will tell you, Jim.
Right. Come on, man. You know, that's the right from the beginning. I looked that up and I was like, wait a second. You know what I mean, and you know, it's funny because I love my brother dearly, but he's very, like I said, really, he's used a lot of pills, Western pharmaceutical things in his life. His comment when I told him that was that, they keep crap records in those places. They don't keep good records. Right? You know,
yeah.
Good records. I mean, that's a little racist, but they can't keep records in Haiti. Yeah, come on, man. You know what I mean? But anyway, so the point is that. Right, I love it because it's so dumb, you know, to say something. But
well, and, again, you know, you've got more and more statistics to look at every day now. It's coming out. I mean, you've got the health professionals that were screaming, we all need the vaccine, Deborah Birx recently in an interview had said that she always knew that the vaccine was not going to prevent infection. Well, that's not what they were saying.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my goodness.
They were listed 95% protection. And then, you know, 2 months later, it was 80% protection. And then 2 months later, it was listed as a 60% protection. Again, and it was like, all right, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, I mean, when you boil it down. So, again, I found that interesting because my intuition early on was like, no, I'm not doing this. And again, just from my perspective, as I'm sure similar to yours, I've used alternative medicine with about a 98% rate for 30 years. I don't typically use Western medicine. I have a here and there, a once in a blue moon. You know, I'm not adverse to it. But again, I always find more of an alternative method road to it. So demanding that someone who hasn't taken any type of pharmaceutical in 30 years inject something into his bloodstream is kind of scary.
Oh, yes. That would scare me too. I haven't had Western medicine in years either. I mean, there's no reason for me to go there because I have enough knowledge base now with my background and knowing what ingredients are that, I can pretty much take care of everything the natural way, which is, you know, my preference. My purpose now, I believe, is just to share this work, truly. I feel blessed to be able to do that and put it out there. So,
yeah, that's great. I mean, listen, I not being anti-Western medicine in some ways, if you get a snake bite from a rattlesnake, you know, thank God there's a serum. You know what I mean?
Right.
That could potentially save your life, right? In areas where this is going to be, like, again, a very effective thing, you know, with, you know, herbal medicine and things like that, sometimes they take longer, you know what I mean? But my take on it, when I've used herbal remedies or acupuncture or any of the other things that I've moved around in, what I'm more inclined to find is that when I take a natural remedy road toward healing something, yes, it may take longer for it to heal, but the difference is it often heals permanently. Therein lies
so this is true, and then one's own healing is up to their miasm as well. However, traditionally, homeopathy works pretty quickly, just so you know. And with this particular protocol that I've developed, the homeopathic detox protocol for long COVID symptoms and adverse mRNA reaction, it is a four-week protocol. I've got protocol A, B, C, and D. You take it one time, once a week. And usually within the third day of taking each protocol, you will feel the difference by the third day. Generally, 90% of our case studies, and we've got well over 100 case studies now, will feel improvement on day three or some even prior. I mean, I've had some case studies. I mean, I could even share a couple briefly, or if you want to take calls, let me know. But I could share a couple of case studies if somebody's interested. It does work quickly. This is a 4 week, one dose, once a week protocol, and usually by day three, I am hearing from case study participants that they are seeing and feeling improvement.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt about it. I'm glad to hear that you're doing that, and this has broken through because, again, getting, you know, when I had diverticulitis 3-4 years ago. Without getting into a lot of detail, it took a very homeopathic, you know, herbal, you know, path toward healing it. And it was pretty scary. You know, I mean, it wasn't a light case of it. I was sick as hell for a week and a half. But I took that road. And what's interesting now, I always joke because I barely ate anything for a week and a half because I had fever. And so the good came out of it. I lost like 15 pounds, so I was really lean and hot after that. I don't recommend
not the kind of diet I recommend, no.
Diet plan. Anyway, but here's my point. You know, every time I run across someone that has diverticulitis and we have that little camaraderie, you know, and start talking about it, they're like, yeah, mine still flares up from time to time. And I'm like, mine never does. It's gone. And they're like, well, you know, what do you mean? No, I'm telling you. It's gone. I didn't have any intestine removed. It's gone. I do not have diverticulitis. I mean, I remember early on, like, not changing how much bread I was taking, all these kind of dietary things. And now I can have that stuff again. I'm moderate about it, you know, but mm-hmm. it's gone. But I also got to the issue behind it. So, again, the fact that – here's why I'm kind of bringing it up. The fact that you've got this protocol study and everything with COVID and it's getting such good results to me is really great hope for a lot of people if they're willing to look at this for, you know, for the potential for healing, you know, in a very, very real way. Because I think a lot of people are left with long COVID symptoms. And I don't think those shots. Anything to help that.
And you just hit it on the head. The frustrating thing for me when I first launched this, because I was so excited, I had a few cases and I saw amazing results with the participants, and I'm just like, everybody's going to want this. And then it hit me, not everybody is open to homeopathy, you know, it's foreign to them, you know, and it sounds too good to be true. And then I'm like, okay, I had to just center myself and say, you know, those that want this will get it.
Yeah.
Those that want it and need it will get it. It's not for everyone because some people will not move forward and want to try it. And that's okay. You know, it's there for those who want it and need it. And I had to be good with that because, you know, here I was seeing amazing results. And if you go on our Go Get Funding site, you can see a few videos. But I mean, we're talking, I had a few people that had been going to doctor after doctor and their life was impacted horribly with this. And they had amazing, amazing results. So, I just hope that anyone listening, whether maybe they need it or they know somebody that needs it, we'll refer them to the website and they can call us and enroll in the case study. It is a donation-only case study, so we're not out there
right.
selling a product. And they will have to agree to share the results and document them and agree to the follow-up. But my goodness, if you've had ongoing conditions since you've had COVID and you can't get over it, then why wouldn't you try it?
Yeah. I agree. You know, and it's funny because I think I had COVID in late June of 2021. I don't know whether it was COVID because I just refused to run out and buy test strips for it. You know, I'm real old school. That's so stupid to me. When you have the flu, I don't care what the name of the flu is. It's all terrible. You know what I mean? There's multiple strains of it, so it's terrible. It's just such a funny thing to me in that sense. I don't care what it's called. I was sick. I've had flus before. This one was a little different. It affected my taste buds. There were other things, so I think it was probably COVID. But again, me being me, I rested more. I took apple cider vinegar. I went out every 2 days and got a little sun to use vitamin D to help knock this out. And I knew it eventually would move through. And it did. It took about 7 or 8 days. A few other things I did to help it move through with some natural medicines and trigger points. But I can say pretty sincerely, you know, not only is it gone, you know, I have no worry about it, quote unquote, coming back, you know, but it's over, you know what I mean, in that sense. Again, this is just something that I went through. So I do think I probably finally got it, so to speak, you know?
No, I do. I never got tested for COVID. I'm not sure if I had it or not. Couldn't tell you.
I do that. When I had, even 2 months ago, I had walking pneumonia. It wasn't brain surgery for me to figure out I had walking pneumonia. We live in a day and age, too, where you can go online and I'm looking up the symptoms and things like that. And I was like, all right, I actually have walking pneumonia, you know, and I realized I had it, you know, maybe in my early 20s as well, too. So it's like, okay.
Well, and then on another topic, you know, a lot of people have mold toxicity issue and the mold actually gets into your body at the cellular level. And so a lot of people are suffering and they think, you know, they're having digestion issues or they're tired all the time. And, you know, it could be a mold issue, and this protocol would help with that as well. So,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in Phoenix. So, as you know, and it still exists, there was a lot of issues with what was called Valley Fever,
oh,
which
yeah.
is mold related, and I know a number of people that had it. It was hard, really harder to shake. And again, even when they had it, I would be suggesting holistic methods and things. And as usual, I can see them drifting off as I'm telling them this, you know, and being, oh my God,
yeah.
Yeah, but the thing he's giving you is not doing anything, you know. And that's it. What if you just listen to me, you know, in that respect for 5 minutes? So I'm with you on that. As I've gotten older, I will still give out the information. You know, I do the same thing when I do sessions with people and I talk to them. I give them advice. I give them suggestions for healing. But I take into account a lot of people are just not going to listen. And that's okay.
No. You know, yep.
It's okay. You can't. You know, there's so many reasons for that, and you have to kind of come to that acceptance. It doesn't mean that you give up on wanting to help people and heal them and give them insight. I mean, if I did, I would be quitting my profession, you know, entirely. But you fall in that balance of understanding that some people are just simply not going to hear that, you know, for their own reasons.
No, and I've found a way to not let it make me sad, because I was sad at first, you know, hey, I've got this and it's going to help, you know? So I'm just wanting everyone that needs the help to be open to accepting it, that you're absolutely right. So.
Yeah. I think we live in a culture where, again, people medicate through a lot of pharmaceutical things for different reasons. But I think people medicate in general, you know, whether that's caffeine or alcohol or marijuana.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Or tobacco. And all those things. And I always point this out in every show I've ever done. I am the king of all things in moderation. Seriously. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're going to smoke a joint once in a while or have a cocktail or a nice piece of cheesecake or have a cup of coffee, have at it. You know what I mean? If you completely starve yourself of any joy in this world, you know, what's the point? You know what I mean? There's a certain point where, you know, if you can't ever have birthday cake, you know what I mean, or something, because, you know, you can become obnoxious in another way. But I think that's what it is. People medicate in a really sad sense. They just give up. I always see that with really hardcore alcoholics, as an example.
Yes.
It's just an endless running fear. And alcohol is like liquid courage. They have their alcohol, and for a couple of hours, on top of the world, and then they do worse, terrible things when they're drunk. You know what I mean? That can be cleaned up later, and then it doesn't fix anything, you know?
Does not fix anything. You cannot drink your problems away. No.
Hey, makes them worse. That's why it's always fun, because I go to Vegas every 2 months, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this, Jen. I go every 2 months, you know, because I get my free rooms, and I like to play video poker because I'm a math guy, and I smoke my cigars when I'm there. And you know, what makes me laugh about the whole point is I'll be there for 3-4 days. I can drink for free the entire time, alcohol. You know, I have about maybe 1 or 2 drinks total for 4 days, total. People are always like, what? I'm like, you know what? I just don't crave it. You know what I mean? I'm more inclined to have an iced tea or a water or a coffee, you know what I mean, versus alcohol, because I like the taste of it. I don't like the way that affects me. And when sometimes people quiz that a little further, I'm always like, do you understand why? Because alcohol, again, it kind of subjugates that wants to, you know, block the fear that we're feeling. I don't do it because I'm actually not that fearful a person, period.
I think that says a lot. I think you just hit something on the head there, Jim.
It's not. So, okay. Yeah. So that being said, you're going to not believe this, but we only got a minute to go on the show. See how fast an hour goes. So I want you to tell people how they can get info on the case study again, and if they want to reach you for any products you have at it, give people all your access, and let's finish the show off that way.
Okay, that sounds great. So I have a wonderful, natural, clean cosmetics line of skincare and makeup, and they can go to earthlab.ca, earthlab.ca, and they can get information on that. If they want to make a purchase, they can scroll down to the main page, and they'll find a Shopify link with a shopping cart at the bottom of the main page, and that'll take them to our Shopify. And I'll put the website and the Shopify site in the link on the show here. And then you can also go to gogetfunding.com/casetheend, That's going to give you information about the homeopathic detox protocol case study. And you can share that with others. There's a phone number on there if you have questions. You can even contact our lead sponsor, who's a pharmacist, and he is more than happy to take calls and talk to people and get them enrolled in the protocol.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Great info.
Thanks for having me today, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Some great info to share. And, yeah, okay, everybody, check out Jen's stuff. Lots of different things to look at. And we'll be back here in a couple weeks for my live column read show. But thanks, everyone, for joining me today. Again, whether you caught the show live or an archive, hope you enjoyed our snake oil show. Cheers.